وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Brothers, sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program For Humanity. In this program, we are looking at human traits that you and I need to have in order to exercise restraint, perseverance, and become better members of the community and society. And who's best to tell us what traits we need to have than the Quran, the guide of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to mankind? One of these traits that the Quran wants me and you to have is patience, to be patient, sabr, and to be sabur. In chapter Al-Ahqaf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in verse 39, He says, فَاصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا يَقُولُونَ وَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ قَبْلَ طُلُوعِ الشَّمْسِ وَقَبْلَ الْغُرُوبِ. And the direct talk is to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, but it is also to me and you. So Allah says, be patient over what they say and exult with praise of your Lord before the sunrise and before its setting. This verse is a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to me and you to be patient and steadfast in the face of the insults and opposition of other people. So even though it is to the Prophet when it comes to dealing with the non-believers, but practically it is for us when it comes to people in general. So the verse begins with the phrase, so be patient, fasbir, which indicates that the following, which follows this word, is a call to endurance and perseverance. The verse then goes on to exhort the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it asks him that you need to do supplication to your Lord. Exalt Allah with praise to your Lord. Allah says, وَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ. Remember Allah. This means that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should maintain his focus on Allah and remember him at all times. When it comes to patience, I and you, to, in order to exercise it perfectly and do it perfectly, at moments of retaliation, at moments where we are being oppressed, at moments where we are at attack, before exercising patience, we have to look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to say, oh Allah, I'm in this situation, what do I need to do? And automatically the response from Allah would be patience. That's the revelation that you will get in your heart, that you need to be patient. So Allah says, so be patient. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, remember him during the beginning of the day and the end of the day, is because in between you're going to have problems. So have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encompasses all your actions in this regard. So we need to be focused on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, particularly during moments of difficulty and adversity. This is a reminder that my faith and your faith should be the foundation of our life, and that all action or actions should be undertaken with the intention of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the verse goes on to emphasize the importance of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on a regular basis, because Allah is ma'as-sabirin, and sabr is only possible with Allah, which means the more I remember Allah, the more I can exercise patience. So the key points of this verse is to be patient. Let us take a short break and then we will continue.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program for humanity. Now, let us summarize the key points of this verse when it comes to patience and how we deal with other people. So the importance of patience begins with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructing us, begins with a command. And you have to be very careful. When Allah gives a command, it's not a recommendation. If Allah says, fasbir, it means you need to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I can't consider myself to be a servant of Allah if I don't uphold his commands. If he says isbir, then I have to do sabr. Whether it is in the house, with my spouse, with my children, with my friends, with my family members, or in society in general, I have a command from Allah to uphold, which is fasbir. Allah wants you to do sabr. He's commanding you to do sabr. So you can't say, well, it's up to me. I can choose and pick and choose whatever I feel like. As a mu'min who makes Allah his core focus in daily life, because Allah says, sabbihu, glorify him, exalt him in the beginning and in the end of the day. Which means if you're a true believer, then Allah is what you revolve around. Therefore, you need to exercise patience and listen to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The need to ignore a criticism, because not every criticism is a good one. There's constructive one and there's a bad one. If it's constructive and you can learn from, by all means. That's something we should pay attention to, because Ibn Amir al-Mu'minin says, Rahimallah man ahada ilayya ayyubi, may Allah bless he who gifts me my mistakes. But sometimes our criticism that is destructive is not constructive. These ones, Allah says to the Prophet, ignore them. Fasbir ala ma yaqulun. These things, exercise patience with. So this verse specifically refers to they say, ma yaqulun, indicating that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam was facing harsh criticism and opposition from other people. And obviously history testifies to that. The instruction to be patient suggests that he should not be affected by this criticism, nor should I and you. And we should remain steadfast in our beliefs and actions. So you have to keep that part in mind. And lastly, if we can conclude with this, the overall message that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to give to us, that if we address our problems, whether with people, with family, with society, in a patient manner, then things would be much better for us first and foremost, and then for other people. Because if I'm patient, then at least I'm out of harm's way. I learn to ignore things. Fasbir ala ma yaqul. I let it slip. Don't focus too much on it. If I focus too much on it, I cause myself mental stress. I might even cause myself physical harm, which is not required. Just let it go. It's not something that you should hold a grudge or trying to, fight your way through it. Patience makes it much easier. So this is the command to the Prophet, but rather is a command for me and you. So next time you go through a problem in life, remind yourself of the command of Allah. Fasbir. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. اللهم صل على محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله